This meeting is now being recorded.
Judge Conklin?
Yep, present.
Judge Barton?
Here.
Judge Blum?
Here.
Judge Buckley?
Here.
Judge Cope?
Here.
Judge Herman?
Here.
Judge Heinrich? Judge Lucas? Judge Marginez?
Here.
Judge Marigonda?
Here.
Judge McCabe?
Here.
Ms. Carter?
Here.
Ms. Eberhardt?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Ms. Fleming?
Here.
Ms. Flenner?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Mr. Planet? Mr. Roddy?
Here.
Ms. Romero Souls?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Ms. Ugrin Capobianco?
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Here.
And advisory members, Mr. Wardlaw? And Mr. Theodorovich?
I am on the call.
And then our liaison, Judge Gabe.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. Brandy, you want to remind everybody about just the rules real quick?
Not a problem. The meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating. Please place your phones on mute when not speaking and not on hold. And that's it.
Great. Thank you all very much for your prompt arrival, so to speak, at this meeting. I also appreciate the fact that you're all able to attend. I know this was arranged rather hastily. We have discussed this issue, which I'm about to get to, at our April 5th meeting, but timing dictates that we have a telephonic meeting today. Before we get into the subject matter of the agenda today, I would invite a motion to approve the minutes from our April 5th meeting, which are included in your materials.
This is Tanya. Moved.
Tanya moved.
Judge Blum, second.
Moved and seconded that the minutes from April 5th be approved. Considering this is a telephonic meeting, rather than asking for a show of hands, I'm going to treat it the other way and simply say, is there any objection to the approval of the minutes? Pausing, waiting, hearing none, I'll deem the minutes unanimously approved. Before we get to the agenda item itself, did we receive any written public comment?
No, we did not.
Okay, so there's no public comment for today's meeting. And it does center around one single agenda item, which is an action item. We did have a brief discussion at our April 5th meeting about that trial court trust fund, which we finally refer to as the TCTF, revenue backfill, and the necessity to take some action based upon that backfill. You have three recommendations in your report at page 7, and Angela Guzman and Donna Newman of Judicial Council Budget Staff are on to present each of those options to you. So I will turn it over to them for a brief summary of those three options.
Okay, so this is Angela Guzman. Actually, Donna Newman is out on vacation today, so I will be taking the lead. Option one is to allocate a reduction to the trial courts in fiscal year 17-18. This option would allocate a reduction based on the 17-18 Judicial Council approved law firm related allocations. There's a chart in your materials that shows those allocations. The reduction would be allocated in the June 2018 distribution on a one-time basis. Option two.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to clarify, and I think everybody understands this, but I just want to state the obvious, that that would be an immediate impact. That would require courts to adjust their annual budget, which is, not pardon me, their fiscal year budget, which is about to end, in that 1 month by the amount dictated in the chart. Is that right, Angela?
That's correct.
Great. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead with option two.
Okay. So option two is to use the trial court trust fund unrestricted fund balance to cover the shortfall in 17-18, but then again allocate a reduction to the trial courts in 18-19 based on the same chart that's in this packet. This would, again, be a one-time reduction. It would allow the courts a little bit more time to adjust to the reduction. However, it would still be a reduction based on the final value that we are short, which is currently estimated to be the $7 million. Then option three is to use the trial court trust fund balance to cover the shortfall in 2017-18, and then there will be no reductions to the trial courts at all in either of the two fiscal years related to this item. There is a fund condition attached to your materials. It's the very last page, page 57, that shows the impact of if that reduction were to stay at the currently estimated $7 million, what that would be, what that would look like. And in 17-18, we'd still have a $30.8 million fund balance. And in the total 5 years shown in the fund condition, the fund balance is sufficient enough to cover that $7 million.
So there's no concern that if we did go with option three, that the fund balance would be anywhere close to insolvent?
No.
Okay. Great. I appreciate that thorough yet brisk summary of the three recommendations. As the chair,
Judge
I'm just
Conklin,
gonna...
if I may,
yep.
Just for those who, you know, given the shortness, and I apologize for interrupting, but Angela, give just two sentences on the background of why we have this before you, just in the event that folks haven't been able to keep up with what's going on.
Okay, so sorry. So the reason that we have this item before you is because based on current revenue estimates, we have $55 million in appropriation in the Budget Act to backfill shortfalls in revenues related to the base trial court allocations. However, based on current revenue estimates, or based on revenue estimates from earlier in the year, we are about $7 million short, so we would need a total of $62 million. We do revenue estimates on a monthly basis, and the more recent revenue estimates have come really close to that $55 million. However, because we are so close to the end of the fiscal year, and if we are short, we have to have a strategy now to be able to deal with that reduction or that shortfall.
There's some materials, Latko or Angela, whoever, in our report talking about steps that may be taken to try to either alleviate or prevent this in the future.
Sure. Thank you, Judge. So we've really looked in light of the sort of circumstances of the forecast and the current position of the administration on the backfill and current year adjustments. We are definitely and have been engaged in really looking even more finely at the forecast. And so we are taking an even more conservative and justifiably conservative approach to the forecast. You know, obviously there's the need to remain, you know, having a process of integrity with all this, but we are sort of within the scope of a projection methodology, looking at each individual line and seeing to what extent there's a trend available to be included or not. And because of that, we've seen that there's some aspects of the trend that we aren't going to build in quite yet, and I think we could stand behind those in presentation to the Department of Finance as far as the budget year. That doesn't mean that, you know, we aren't continuing to press for their acknowledgement of a need to adjust to the extent that even that more conservative approach would be insufficient. So rest assured that that's not a, you know, a position that we're going to concede to them as we go forward.
John, this is yes. McCabe. I move TICBAC adopt option three at the recommendation of Judicial Council.
Okay, so there's been a motion to adopt recommendation three, which again is essentially using the funds that presently exist, the excess to pay off the shortfall. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll yes. second it, Tanya.
Tanya's seconding. So I don't want to in any way shortcut a full discussion. If anybody has any concerns about this recommendation or questions for Zlatko or for Angela or any of us, I would encourage that. So before I take a vote, I would ask if there's any additional comments, concerns, or questions about recommendation three that has now been moved and seconded.
And this is Latko, just to be clear, that given these are projections thus far in the current year, Angela did talk about there's some change and it's gotten better, but it's clear that we need to have made sure we came to this committee to get a proper guidance for how to close the final fiscal year, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, Judge Conklin, this is Mike Planet. I'm sorry I called in late, but I want to let you know I'm here.
Yeah, great, Mike. Lucas, I also called in.
Excellent, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. So we'll show Mr. Planet has participated and is in time for the vote, as well as Judge Lucas. Judge Heinrichs, have you joined us?
Yeah, I'm here, thanks.
Great, Judge Heinrichs is here, and I think that we have now have every member of the committee present. So I've waited, I've paused. I want to give everybody an opportunity to ask questions, but if there are no additional questions or comments, I'm going to handle this the same way we did earlier and simply ask, is there anybody who does not vote to approve recommendation number 3 as the motion's been moved and seconded? Any opposition to that motion? I've waited, I've paused, I hear no opposition to that motion, so I will now deem the motion unanimously approved by tickback and would ask the minutes to reflect that every member was present for the vote, and again, a unanimous approval of recommendation 3. Thank you very much to staff for putting this together quickly. It was a short turnaround, but a necessary turnaround. I appreciate the time everybody took to read the materials and to participate in today's meeting. Before we conclude this meeting, any questions or comments for the good of the order?
This is Sherry Carter. I just want Zlatko and his staff to know that I also do a deep dive every month on our finances, and our collections are continuing to drop. We think a lot of it has to do with no license holds, and if we continue at the rate that we're going, we'll be 4% below what we were last year, which was a huge drop from the previous years.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, we are breaking out each individual line, understanding that the base allocations are made up of also civil lines, which have actually seen a very modest, slight, persistent improvement, which is providing a bit of offset against the criminal side that we've seen have a drop consistently.
And on the civil, are you talking about filing fees, or are you talking about other revenues on the civil side?
Yeah, the filing fees, the first paper filing fees, an example that underlie the base allocations.
Right. Okay, good.
Sherry, I appreciate that comment. I think we're all concerned about the potential that raises. So thanks for sharing that. Okay, any other comments? All right, thank you all very much. Appreciate your time and enjoy a pleasant day. Thank you.
Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you and goodbye. The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.